talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was The Band with The Wait, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th, at the Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is scheduled for Saturday, June 13th, and tickets are on sale now. Only $35. $35 to be able to walk through 8 custom-built homes on Daniel Island. And we'll talk about that in a second. Well, today's radio show, we are continuing our interviews by phone, and got a very special interview coming up with the editor of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Allie Stenke, and she, we're going to be talking about the new issue, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine that you may or may not have gotten in the mail. And if you didn't get it in the mail, I'll tell you where you can pick it up for free, and also how you can have it mailed to you for free as well in just a second. In addition to our editor, Allie, we'll also be talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. And it's just really nice when you when you hear something really positive going on today. And she's going to be talking, she told me a story during the interview about how she and her husband have a couple of Airbnb apartments that they rent, and they weren't being rented because of the quarantine. So she ended up contacting some of the hospitals and said, I'd like to make these units available for any medical workers that might be visiting, or maybe medical workers in Charleston who don't want to go home to their house and potentially infect their family. And it ended up snowballing. Live 5 News did a story about it, and now apparently there's like 80 units, housing units, that are available now. Other people stepped up as well, but she got the ball rolling, Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. And so now there's like, they have the capacity there. If you were in the medical field and wanted one of these units for free, you could contact Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate, a very unselfish thing for her to do. And then finally, we'll be talking with Jonathan Leake with Southeast Kitchens, And he said something really funny during the interview. He said, I'm used to, seeing people's smiling faces when we're going over the plans for a new kitchen or bathroom. And that's the only thing missing now because his customers are wearing masks and he can kind of see the smile in their eyes or sometimes he may have to ask people, are you smiling? which is a common thing that we're all experiencing today. Well, I did mention the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. We've made a short-term contract with the company that has those the rack of free publications inside all of the Harris Teeters. And you can go to any Harris Teeter in Charleston and pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine right there. And you can also go to our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and order a free 6-month subscription to Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we'll rush out an issue to you. So two different ways. If you want immediate gratification, you can stop by one of the Harris Teeters when you're out in a grocery run, or we're starting to the showrooms of the companies you see featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine as they start to open up. You can pop into like Melser Tile or any of the GDCs and pick up a free issue as well. But several different ways that you can get a free issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. We really want you to take advantage of that. And as I mentioned, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, as of today, we still have it. 8 custom-built homes. Tickets are on sale now at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. Have a great weekend. Things are looking up. And now joining us on the phone is Allie Stenke with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, one of our editors. How are you doing, Allie?
Pretty good, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. And you've been getting a lot accomplished working from home, haven't you?
I have, yeah. We've been home for about 7 weeks now, so it's been kind of a different pace and been nice to get ahead on the summer issue, so we're looking forward to getting that out.
Yeah, and when something like this happens, and you know, I can't think of anything like this happening before, but it makes me thankful that we're a quarterly magazine rather than a weekly or a monthly, huh?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely been a lot less stressful knowing that we have a little bit more time and knowing that we have some more flexibility than other publications.
Yeah, and not to give too much inside baseball, but the quarantine really started to ramp up right at the end of the production for our spring 2020 issue, which we're going to talk about in just a second. And so we were able to get everything accomplished that we needed to do. In fact, we uploaded the spring issue to our printer on a Friday, and within 24 hours, we're having conversations about moving the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour from its original April date to a June 13th. And we were able to make those changes with the printer. So we're very, very fortunate that with the timing worked out the way it did for us. We've got competitors in the print world, and I don't think of them at this time as competitors. I feel kind of bad that they're probably struggling to get a weekly issue out like City Paper or Charleston Magazine, which is a monthly. I'm sure they're doing a great job and are going to accomplish what they need to do, but it's definitely more stressful having a weekly publication or a monthly, and us being a quarterly, it kind of makes sense. I've always said, you know, when it comes to construction, the only time construction happens quickly is on those HGTV programs where something's going to get built in 24 hours, you know.
Right.
That's not the normal way things go.
Nope.
But Allie, I wanted to take a moment and get you on the phone to talk about the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring 2020 issue. It is out right now. It's in most of all of the showrooms that of the companies you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I understand those showrooms, some are open, some are open by appointment, and some may or may not have opened yet to the public, even though Governor McMaster gave the go-ahead for retail to reopen. But people can stop by any Harris Teeter grocery store, and the Harris Teeter grocery stores have this big rack. Usually they're near the entrances or exits, and we made a contract with the company that distributes magazines at the Harris Teeters for the next 90 days, and so you can stop into any Harris Teeter around town and pick up a free issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. If you don't want to leave home, or that's understandable, you can also go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up to get a free 6-month subscription mailed directly to you. We don't require, sometimes, with those deals, you have to put in a credit card and then you have to remember to cancel it and what have you. We don't do any of that stuff. It's just sign up and, we'll rush out a free 6-month subscription to you. So that's another option, but let's talk about the spring issue that is now out there. Who have we got on the cover? It's always, people are always curious about who we're going to have on the cover of our next issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, so our summer issue features Paula Rollis. She kind of does it all. I was very impressed when we first met her. She has her own business that she and her husband run. They flip houses up in Greenville, and they're kind of starting to shift down to Charleston a little bit. She's been doing some projects for her friends and stuff, but she's got a home store. She's getting her master's from Harvard right now. She's graduating in like 2 weeks. So I think she's kind of fallen in with the class of 2020 with their graduations and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she had a house in Mount Pleasant that they completely gutted and flipped. It was like a 60s style ranch. That's very common in a lot of areas down here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was very cool to get into that house and see all the stuff. She sources a lot of her stuff for her store from their travels throughout Europe and kind of everywhere. They've been to lots and lots and lots of places. So it's definitely something that's very unique to other things that have been seen in the magazine.
It's on Shem Creek, right? That house that is in the our new issue?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's near Shem Creek. So great location. Like I said, the things in there are just collected from family heirlooms and different travels around the world. So her story was really cool, just to hear about all of their travels and their connections to different places and how they incorporate that into not only their flips but their personal home as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Paula may not be a household name to you. She is what I guess this term was introduced to me a few years ago, an influencer. Right. She a lot of people follow her online and so she's a content creator, and she what as far as being an influencer, what does she influence?
She actually started her blog probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I wanna say. And that's kind of the same kind of things. It's travel, fashion, lifestyle. The home stuff is on there. So it was kind of an extra way for her to be creative and kind of share what's going on in her life. And she shared on her Instagram page, she shares a lot about the homes that they're flipping and kind of lets her followers. She's done a couple of projects where she lets her followers pick like different fixtures in the house, whether it be the light fixtures or plumbing fixtures or the countertops. She'll give them. Instagram has
cool
stories. You can choose different options and stuff, so she'll let them choose. So she kind of, like I said, she kind of does it all and incorporates all of that into her page as well. She's very open about letting people kind of into her life and wanting to help them, create their their dream homes, kind of like our magazine.
Right, right. And the description of the cover feature says, walk through the doors of design maven Paula Rollis' home and be transported to another place. Her dwelling showcases a collection of items from her travels, family heirlooms, and pieces from her store. Paula invited Charleston Home and Design Magazine into her updated ranch to discuss all things design, travel, and more. So the lots of great inspiration that you'll find in our new cover of the cover feature in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We also have another feature is about a local builder who people may know him or have seen him. When this old house came to Charleston 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, and he was featured on this old house in several episodes, and Mark Regal Buto, the co-owner of Renew Urban Charleston, and talk about that feature a little bit.
Yeah, so Mark has kind of tackled this journey for his family now. He's kind of switching out of the business side for this one and working on a family home that he purchased in Old Village in Mount Pleasant, which is a beautiful historic area. So he bought this house that was built in like the 1800s, and he actually worked with the previous homeowners for a couple of spaces in the home. So that's kind of how he got connected with them and learned all about that house. And he's flipping it, but keeping, you know, the history in that house. So that's kind of what he focuses on, is the restoration rather than like replacing things and tearing down and making it all modern. He's keeping a lot of the original things that they found on the property and working to restore that and keep it, like I said, keep it maintaining that history, but also making it functional for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a house that was built in 1860, I think, and beautiful, big old house, 4,000 square foot plus down near the harbor, the Charleston Harbor in the old village of Mount Pleasant. And this is going to be Mark and his family, their personal residence and his their forever home, that term that a lot of people use when they decide this is going to be our last home that we live in. And so we're covering, and he gives some really, really good advice to our readers about, you know, what's important when you're undertaking a big remodel project like his, and gives some great tips. And so you definitely want to pick up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. As I mentioned before, you can just pop into any Harris Teeter location, and we have free issues located on that big rack that they have near the entrance and exits to Harris Teeter for the free publications. And also most showrooms, home-related showrooms around town have Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Our and then we have the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, that feature. And as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, we moved the date from April to June 13th, Saturday, June 13th. And as of this moment, the tour is on. We're not we haven't canceled or postponed it or anything like that. So hopefully things will be a little bit more settled by the middle of June, where we'll be able to have the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and talk about that a little bit.
Yes, there's seven or eight homes on this tour, all obviously Daniel Island, that some of the best low country builders have open their doors for it. So we're super grateful for the homeowners who have kind of let us in, and we've got kind of sneak peeks in the magazine of each home with the stats, and kind of get some information on those. And the tour's a great opportunity too. I know, like you said, we're kind of playing it by ear right now, but right now it's on. But for the homeowners and for other people to kind of get inside and pick the brains of the builders and other contractors there, and again, just more inspiration to see what people are doing and what's popular and what you can do and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, here's some really good news. There are 8 homes that are scheduled to be on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, happening Saturday, June 13th. And tickets are on sale. You can go to DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com to buy your tickets. They're only $35 in advance to walk through 8 custom-built homes, which is a real bargain. And the good news is we always limited the number of tickets that we sold to 400 tickets. And so we never wanted to overwhelm the neighborhoods in Daniel Island with too much traffic. And that's why we limited the number of people. So as things continue to progress, we are updating our plans as far as what how many people will allow into each home at any given time, and this is kind of interesting. We used that term PPE, the personal protective what's the E stand for?
Equipment.
Thank you. Yes. How could I forget that? I've heard it so many times. But we give everybody a pair of booties to walk through each home to begin with, and so we've been doing that since we did the tour eight years ago when we started it. So you'll receive a pair of booties, and we'll have hand sanitizer at the entrance to each home and that kind of thing. So you can buy tickets if the tour is postponed or canceled. You know, we would certainly give you a refund, but you can buy those tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com, and you're going to get so many ideas and so much inspiration for your own home by looking at these 8 different custom built homes. And then finally, the other feature that we have is this year, and we always you as the editor always finds a creative way to describe our bathroom, our annual bathroom feature that we have every spring in our spring issue. This year's title is Lavish Low Country Loos, and loos is what the Brits call the bathroom, right?
It is, yeah. It's always challenging when you're writing about, especially in the main features, when you have so many of the same project. I mean, they're different projects, but same topic, to come up with different ways to talk about it so you don't sound too redundant. So
Thesaurus
is my best friend during that time.
Uh-huh. Well, you do a great job with that, Allie. And how many projects do we have featured that all of these projects are right here in the Charleston area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's about 55 bathrooms in this one, and then that includes the product guide as well that's at the end. So the first 40-ish pages of it are pictures of, like you said, low country bathrooms. So all of our advertisers that you can find in the back of the magazine come together, and we go and take pictures of their projects that they've completed, so they let us know what's new and what's fresh. The opener page of this one is actually a really cool historic bathroom remodel, so that was kind of where the lavish kind of came from. Mm-hmm. I think it's
right.
Got the brick, it's got marble, got a lot of texture, and you can just feel the history coming out of that. And there's actually a few of them in here that kind of have that historical feel, which is really cool and kind of common in Charleston since we're such a historic city.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the product guide at the end of that, we cover everything from flooring, countertops, lighting, decor, plumbing fixtures, showers, all that kind of fun stuff. So there's, again, a lot of inspiration in this, and there's a lot of different stuff too that you're not necessarily going to see in other home magazines, because it's, you know, more focused on Charleston and what we can do here.
Right. And, you know, just as a reminder, we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. Anyone who may not be completely familiar with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, all of the projects that you ever see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they're all local. And what that means is, and I don't know about I'm sure just about everybody has at one time or another when they're about to undertake a project at home, they start searching Pinterest or Houzz, or they go to Barnes & Noble and start looking through shelter magazines, and you end up seeing different photos of projects that you like the look of those, and those photos are very valuable when you're talking to some of the local contractors and companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine, so that they can kind of see where what kind of a look that you're going for and that kind of thing. But what we do, we take it a step further and we tell our readers, here are the companies responsible for this project. And if you have any questions or want more information, you can contact the local companies that were responsible for each one of those projects. And some people, thankfully, a lot of people pick up the phone and call that company and say, I'd like to set up an appointment with you and talk about my bathroom project or my kitchen or whatever project that might be. So that's one of the, I guess, the things that the dynamics that make Charleston Home and Design magazine very, very valuable is all of the companies that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine are local, and the projects that we cover, that we feature in Charleston Home and Design magazine, they are also all local, and we list the local people that are responsible for those projects. So it's kind of a cool thing. If you have a project, if you're planning a project and for 2020, you want to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, or have it delivered to you free of charge. We've got a coronavirus special going right now with a free 6-month subscription to Charleston Home and Design magazine. You just have to go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up for that free 6-month subscription. We're not going to ask for a credit card or anything like that. You just put your name and mailing address, and we'll get the free subscription right out to you. But Allie, the spring issue, which is out now and we want everyone to pick up, that's already in our rearview mirror. We're working on our summer issue. And what should readers expect from the summer 2020 issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine?
I think this is going to be a good one, Tim. This got a good cover. I don't want to spoil anything yet, but it's going to be fun. It was a great shoot and they're great people, so I'm really excited for everybody to see that. Summer issue is our outdoor living guide, so it's going to be a lot of different outdoor living projects, which will be really exciting. As you know, it starts getting hotter and hotter. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wanting to spend more time outside, so it's always good to pick that up and get some more inspiration about that, whether that be a pool or just gardening or whatever the case may be.
I'll give our listeners today a little hint. I'll just say one word, and that is, and this relates to who we're going to have on the cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine. That one word is wine, and my wife happens to love this brand of wine. That's all I'm going to say. People will kind of hold people in suspense. The new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, our spring issue, is out right now, and that's what we want people to pick up. But the summer issue will be coming out late June, and you'll everything will make sense to you then. And that's one of my favorite features, is the outdoor living guide, where we show you, again, all local projects. Outdoor living has just exploded as far as people expanding their space outdoors and creating these beautiful outdoor rooms. People have been stuck at home so much. I'm sure they're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, and they can get so much inspiration by picking up Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we're just very grateful to all of the creative staff of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You You've done a great job holding everything together. Our entire staff has been working from home while during this quarantine, and I mean working. There are some people that they are supposed to be working from home, but our staff, it's like every 3 months, it's like a big deadline, a big term paper is due, right, Allie?
It is.
And so
it's a lot of writing.
Yeah, it's a lot of writing, and it's very clear. We've never had this problem, thankfully, but if everyone wasn't plugging away, we're checking everybody's work as we progress and making sure that everything is being done correctly. I'm just really, really proud of the entire staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine and how everyone has just rolled with the punches and kept the ball rolling as far as continuing our work and now working on our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which will be out at the end of June. Well, Allie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're good. Okay. Everybody go pick up the spring issue.
Definitely. Get out there and pick up the spring issue. Several different ways. You can stop by just about any home-related store around Charleston. Every home-related showroom around Charleston has a rack or has some of our magazines that you can pick up for free. You can go into Harris Teeter, any Harris Teeter location, and pick up a free issue on their rack of free publications that they have near the entrance and exits. Or you can just visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and sign up for a free 6-month subscription, and we will rush you out the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, very good, Allie. I'll let you get back to your wordsmithing. We've been talking with Allie Stanky, editor with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Allie.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. How are you doing, Tricia?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Tricia, I'm going to ask you about how Island House Real Estate is adjusting to this quarantine situation. But first, take a moment and tell everybody about Island House Real Estate.
Okay. Yeah. So I am the owner and broker in charge of Island House Real Estate. We're a fairly small boutique real estate company in Charleston. And as far as adjusting, we've been adjusting pretty well. It's definitely changed some of the things that we're doing as far as showing homes and working with clients with following the proper precautions and procedures. But the market in Charleston has surprisingly stayed pretty steady, and it's been good. It's forced us to really kind of look at the market a lot closer. We've been doing weekly updates now. It used to be we would follow the market. You know, CTAR sends out monthly updates, and you know, we would kind of follow it month to month, year to year. And now it's just, I think everybody's, you know, with never facing anything like this before, it's been all kind of uncharted waters for a lot of us. So it's been interesting to watch the market week by week and see how well, you know, people are still buying and selling in the midst of all this and doing pretty well, which has been encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buyers still want to buy and sellers still want to sell, regardless of whatever is happening right now.
Correct. Yeah. And it's been, I think the inventory in Charleston is still very low, and there's still people that need to move, and it's been more challenging as far as flights and people from moving, you know, from out of town. I work with a lot of physicians that are moving into the area, and they may be coming from California and they can't necessarily get here to see a house, but they still are starting a job and they need a house. So mm-hmm. A lot of it has turned to more virtual FaceTime, you know, video showings and doing everything from afar.
Mm. How would someone do that with Island House Real Estate? Have you done any of these virtual showings?
Yeah, pretty much. It seems like every day since this has begun, you know, the first week or so with the COVID-19 scare, it seemed like everything really slowed down because I think everybody was, you know, fearful of showing a house or even us FaceTiming with clients. We really didn't do much at all. And then as we learned more about it and learned what precautions we needed to take, I mean, now pretty much in the last week, I've had more showings where I actually have clients coming to the homes, you know, with masks and gloves, and we're opening up houses and turning on lights, and real, so nobody's touching anything. They're just walking through the house with us having it open for them.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, the last couple of weeks, pretty much everything was through virtual showings, FaceTime videos, you know, me going around previewing homes and FaceTiming my clients or videoing them, the exteriors, the interiors, and really doing a lot, you know, a more thorough job as far as videoing and doing those things virtually. But that was, it seemed for a few weeks, I mean, that was really the only way that it made sense for people to see things. Even local, you know, people were just, that didn't want to take the risk of going into somebody else's home, or, you know, it just seemed like the safest option. And with technology the way it is, it's been pretty good. I mean, obviously there's nothing like walking into a house and really knowing, but we've got so many resources with, you know, the virtual tours and FaceTime and floor plans and interactive floor plans. There's just so many things that we can do for people, so...
Right, right. And typically the homeowners are not at home when a showing is taking place. It's kind of the etiquette for the owners to leave the house. You've got some buyers that are coming to look at a house. It seems like it could be done very safely, you know, wear a mask and some gloves and be able to walk around that house. Do you as the showing agent, do anything to wipe down doorknobs or anything like that as you leave?
I do. So we, you know, typically the houses are on a lockbox, so we wipe those down. I still use gloves, you know, to get the keys out, open the doors. Anything I touch, I then wipe down with a Clorox wipes or Sandy wipes, we call them. And then I go in first, open up everything, turn the lights on if they're not on. And then typically what I've been doing, just so people are more comfortable and I'm maintaining that, I mean, I know it's probably overkill. We've got masks on, but still trying to maintain that social distancing. I'll usually wait on the porch or and then let them walk through the house, you know, with their mask on as well. And that way they're not really needing to touch anything. And I think it just makes people feel more comfortable that we're eliminating as much risk as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you a couple of quick things. Island House Real Estate, you have a very unique program where actually will purchase if someone wants to just get out from underneath a house. Maybe it needs a good bit of work. Island House Real Estate will purchase that house and fix it up, do some quality remodeling with quality materials and then put it up for to sell after that, right?
Yeah, we have a local contractor, it's a construction company and an interior designer company that is in Charleston that we're always looking for houses that are in need of repairs and remodeling that they purchase. And then the interior designer works to come up with a new plan for the home, renovate it, and then we relist it.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any of those homes listed for sale right now?
Yes. So we have... 1089 Blakeway Street on Daniel Island. It is listed at 690. And then we have, there are two more on Daniel Island that are coming on that are, one is in that same price point and one is going to be in the 900s. That one is a 3,600 square foot house. Those will both be done in the next few weeks. And then we actually purchased a house that was in Old Village that they just demolished, and they're building a spec home there. And that one will be $1,350,000. So that'll be proposed construction spec home in
cool.
Old Village.
And you can see one of the dream bathrooms in the latest, our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue. And the headline says bathrooms that sell or something to that nature. And
right.
It's a beautiful, beautiful bathroom.
Yeah, and you guys have been great. I think every issue, I mean, the last, gosh, three or four issues have all had one of their projects. Houses in them with a bathroom or kitchen. So yeah, you guys have been great in helping to highlight some of their beautiful work. They really do a great job.
Good deal. Well, before we run out of time, talk about the Island House Real Estate is doing something very unique. I haven't heard of this before, and it's something to benefit medical workers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so back in March, I had a client who is a cardiothoracic surgeon call me because she was concerned about taking COVID-19 home to her family and asked if I could help find her a temporary place to stay so that she felt comfortable staying there and not, you know, risking cross-infection with her family. My husband and I own two Airbnb properties that all the reservations were canceled, so they mm-hmm. were vacant. We had given her one of the houses. I reached out to another one of my clients that was also a surgeon and offered the other one to them. The word spread pretty quickly, and I didn't have any more houses, but I said, listen, I can start reaching out to people, and it just snowballed, really. I started with just some Instagram posts and some Facebook posts asking if anybody had places that they could donate, and I mean, people really stepped up, and we ended up with about 85 homes that people donated. James Island Presbyterian Church donated two of their mission houses, and they recently did a segment on that with Live 5 News. So it's been good. I think, you know, I was in the medical field for several years. My husband was too. So when anything like this happens, we're always looking for a way to help. And we woke up one morning and we were talking about, like, does my husband go back to the hospital? You know, and at that point, everybody was low on protective equipment, and I'm like, I don't know, that's the smartest thing to do. But when she called, it just seemed like it came at the perfect time, because we had been trying to figure out something that we could do, and it made sense. You know, we had the accessibility to people with houses, and you know, that's something that they felt that would really help them. So,
what a fantastic thing to do! Just
yeah,
that's awesome, Tricia.
Everybody's trying to figure out a way to help, and to us it just seemed like that made sense.
Right. Well, and you told me before we started the interview that there's actually you have some capacity available for some of these homes if medical workers need some place to stay, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think in a lot of people's minds, the virus has calmed down here and things are starting to reopen. But like, you know, with Live 5 doing that news, I've had several more people reach out to me offering their places. I mean, and the sweetest people, you know, that have lived in homes for years and years. And they're like, you know, I just talked to somebody this morning that his wife had passed away and he was moving into assisted living. And he's like, if somebody wants to stay in my house, they definitely can. I mean, people really kind of all over the Charleston area are wanting to do something to help. So we now have more houses than we have medical workers that have asked for them. So, and one of the things that they asked me on that Live 5 News interview was, if I had reached out to hospitals to let them know. And I was like, I really haven't. My job, I thought, was to get the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then if somebody needed them, they would come. So now I was like, well, I guess we need to spread the word on to the medical workers that if they do need someplace, that they can just reach out to me and I can get things coordinated with those homeowners for them.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks reach Island House Real Estate if they wanted to maybe list a house, or if they're looking to buy a house, if they want to talk to you about some of this medical workers housing that you've arranged?
Yeah, my phone number is 843-847-1762, and my email is Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at islandhouserealestate.com.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much, Tricia, for all you're doing. And, you know, it's kind of like everybody has a specialty. You know, yours is housing. Live 5 News is reporting and broadcasting the stories like yours at Island House Real Estate. We're in the magazine business, so we're going to write about this. And also, you know, we have this radio show to help get the word out as well. So thank you so much, Tricia, for all you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet. We've been talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate, and make sure to check out their big bathroom project in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You can pick it up at any Harris Teeter around town for free, or also just about every home-related retail store. We have racks that are just inside the door. You just open the door and grab one and go if you like. Thanks so much, Tricia.
Okay, thank you.
And joining us on the phone now is Jonathan Leek with Southeast Kitchens. How you doing, Jonathan?
Hey, Tim. Doing great.
Good, good. So, Jonathan, is Southeast Kitchens open for business?
We are open, yes. Fortunately, construction is an exempt trade to the state home order, so we're able to continue existing projects, start new ones, and our showroom is also open for guests to come through and browse our displays and make selections for design work.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you, if there's one thing I know, just from a personal basis, being stuck at home so much, definitely have noticed a few things around the house that need improving. And some people may be, you know, at home in a kitchen that's outdated, a bathroom that is that needs a makeover. And a lot of these things are on people's minds. So how can folks get Southeast Kitchens to transform their old kitchen into a beautiful new kitchen?
Sure. Yeah. Well, it all starts with initial consultation. So I typically will meet homeowners in their kitchen or bathroom. We'll talk about their vision for the space and what they're trying to accomplish with the remodel. Through that process, obviously things are changing with the way we do business. So I come equipped with a face mask. I can wear gloves if needed. Obviously minimize the amount of touching and feeling of things around the kitchen to avoid any contamination. But, you know, fortunately, we're still able to, at a safe distance, have a good conversation about what people are looking to do with their kitchen, talk about their design inspirations, and how we can help with the project. You know, from there, we move into creating a detailed plan for the kitchen, so putting our layout in our design system, providing renderings to the clients, and then we've been doing a lot of video conferencing from that point forward. I'm able to kind of do flyovers, 3D renderings of the design, so they can really get a good feel for the space, which actually, in some cases, has worked out better than what we've done in the past, where, you know, we're printing out 2D examples of that same thing. So we're seeing improvements, actually, in some areas of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we can circulate on a good design that the homeowner is comfortable with, we'll move into the estimating process. And the whole thing here typically takes, you know, 2 to 3 weeks to work through a couple iterations on the design, get it to a good place, have the homeowner make some selections, potentially coming into our showroom here to choose door styles and colors and countertop materials. And so, you know, we're able to keep a pretty quick turnaround, typical of what we've had in the past, even through these uncertain times.
None of what you just described sounds like it requires close contact with anybody.
No, I mean, you know, as long as we can maintain safe distance while we're in a home, which we typically are, also here at the showroom, you know, I can give customers their own space to browse around, giving them some advice and guidance as they walk through. And of course, after they leave, we're wiping things down, making sure that we keep the showroom sanitary, countertops, other materials that people may pick up, because you know people like to kind of touch and feel and know what, you know, what is this material that's going to be in my home.
Yeah,
all that is kept clean in between consultations.
Yeah, and you know the reality is a lot of people are just fearful right now. They're fear of the unknown is one of the biggest things, but if logically if you break it down and you say, look, we're going to follow exactly what the government is saying to do to keep a safe distance between yourself at Southeast Kitchens and a customer, you're wearing a face mask or gloves. You're disinfecting. I mean, there are, it's just simply put, there's safe ways to interact with people and to, get that project off the ground or to get the project, that kitchen remodel, that bathroom remodel the homeowner may have already wanted and planned for that to happen, to get that off the ground and get the project rolling.
That's right. Yep. The only thing we're really missing these days is the handshake, unfortunately. You know, some of those social norms that we were used to, we're finding other ways to say thanks. You've got to kind of read people's eyes behind the mask. You know, hey, I'm smiling. This is great. So things are a little bit different, but with the interactions, but we are proceeding, as we can. I would give some advice. You know, the one thing we're seeing a slowdown with is with the local municipalities, because of their staff cutbacks, sometimes mm-hmm. applying for permits can take a little longer than expected. So I would say, make sure you're getting a good head start. Don't try to run into a project where you need to start within a couple weeks. Give yourself some extra lead time if permits are required to complete the job.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we're also seeing suppliers have extended lead times. One of the plumbing fixtures that a client picked out, the manufacturer had closed their plant in California, and so they had to make some different selections because we just couldn't get the parts that they had chosen. So, in some cases, there may be some trade-offs to be made, but typically we can find something else that's suitable.
Yeah, and up until recently, the building and remodeling industry in Charleston has been red hot, and it's been one of those things where people love instant gratification. They wish they could have their brand new kitchen or bathroom, with a snap of the fingers, and that's obviously never the case. But it's been the kind of situation where you want to get a project going. There's going to be some time as you wait for the different subcontractors and suppliers and so forth to get to you. And and that's why, like for people in the construction industry in Charleston, there was already a lot in the pipeline that has kept them busy during the quarantine. Can you tell our listeners will things be, besides the permitting, is demand down a little bit so that they might be able to get their projects done a little quicker than maybe a few months ago?
We, as far as project scheduling, we typically run a pretty efficient schedule. We're not going days in between trades. We'd like to keep something in the house every day to make sure that we're respecting people's time, that they're without their kitchen or bath. Our trades, our plumbers and electricians and framers, their workload is down, so we're trying to give them business where we can. But I wouldn't say that a job can be completed faster. It still takes as long as it takes. It's really those upfront lead times that we're seeing extended. But once we get started, we're still able to work through a project just as quickly as we have in the past.
That's good. That's good to know. And, tempt try to tempt our listeners. Talk about some of the projects that Southeast Kitchens has got going on right now, and what these lucky customers of Southeast Kitchens will be have been experiencing in terms of getting a new kitchen or new bathroom.
Sure. Yeah, we've been, I don't know what it is, but we've been taking down a lot of walls recently. I think the open concept is still alive and kicking. We are doing a project in West Ashley now where the homeowner had a vision for really just opening up the space from front to back of the house. So we took down two walls in parallel, put up a couple of beams, and really opened up the space for, put in some nice recessed can lights and under cabinet lighting to give some layers and depth. And we're also actually redoing our bathroom. We're doing a 7-foot wide shower. It's going to be amazing. It's got dual shower heads on either side, frameless glass front, and a nice open kind of floating vanity with a freestanding tub. And she's doing all the new kind of champagne bronze fixtures, which is a beautiful, popular look right now. So we've got other similar projects going on. We're still seeing shaker door styles are popular for the nice clean lines, whites and grays. But a lot of the natural wood tones are coming back in. We're seeing even some oak that was popular back in the 70s, 80s. That's coming back. People like to see some grain, have some of those natural textures and materials in the kitchen. So it's we're seeing a lot of new stuff, new products coming out. Excited to share those with our customers and kind of give them a cutting edge kitchen.
That's fantastic. And something that is worth mentioning is Southeast Kitchens. You folks hold a general contractor's license. How does that impact a customer of Southeast Kitchens?
That's right. Yeah. So we're a licensed contractor, and so we're able to do a full turnkey remodel, as it were, which is great for homeowners because they've got one person they can interact with. The same person that's designing and quoting their kitchen can see it through to the finish. We hold full accountability for the job, so everything that needs to be buttoned up and wrapped up with that final punch list, you're not going after multiple people to try to get things done. And just having a single project manager, as I said, we're able to keep a really tight and efficient schedule. And when you're without your kitchen for a couple weeks, that can be really impact to your lifestyle, especially in these times. So being able to get that done as quickly as possible is really important.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Southeast Kitchens?
Sure. Yeah, you can check us out on the web at sekitchens.com, like Southeast Kitchens. We're here on Folly Road in James Island, 759 Folly Road. Or you can give us a call, 843-795-8809.
All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Leek with Southeast Kitchens, open for business and ready to talk to you about your new kitchen, bathroom, and several other areas of the home that Southeast Kitchens can help you. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Talking about a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.